My first time in front of one of these.
Just kind of recognize the formation. Knew they was trying to get into field goal range at that point. And I played outside leverage a little bit and let the receiver get outside of me. And once he made the out cut, I broke underneath it and made the play.
You basically, at that point, you know they're going to sideline. Is that part of the read there?
Yeah, that's part of the read. It was the formation that they was in that I kind of recognized and kind of sprint out, kind of get out of bounds, 5 yards, get into field goal range to get a field goal, whatever it may be. That was my process of it. And that's exactly what they did. I just made a play on the ball.
Last week you said that to that point, that interception in the end zone was the biggest play in your career. I think you topped yourself.
Yeah, I guess so. We're just going to take it week to week. Hopefully I continue making plays like that for my team. No doubt about it. You know, hopefully everyone continues playing like they've been playing. Offense is hot right now. And the only thing we have to do defensively is hold up. If we can do that, we'll make
it. Great job, Jamar!
Yeah!
Oh, yeah, we went over the film, and we recognized the first game we kind of hurt ourselves more than anything. And, you know, guys took it up on themselves and made the adjustments and came out and done a great job tonight.
What did you see that play on your own?
You know, you break it down by formations or whatnot, and you recognize what they do out of those formations, and that was one of the things that they did, and that was an emphasis we also had this week. On that actual play, they done it in the red zone also, and like I said, I recognized it and kind of baited him a little bit, and he threw the ball and I made the play.
Was it similar to what they were doing when they drove for the game-winning field goal the game down here the last time? Was there any similarities between that or not?
Last time, I guess you can say it was. They kind of went to quick game mode last time, kind of get a couple first downs, get down to field goal range and make let the kicker come in and make the field goal. But just like you said, I think it was a similar situation. They were trying to get a field goal out of the deal and, you know, just made the play and took points off the board. The first one, it just was a routine play. We were just in two deep shell, and I just kind of sunk underneath the receiver, and Matt put some air under the ball. So once he put the air under the ball and I located, I knew I was going to be able to make a play up on it. And I made the play.
How similar to Toronto's coverage and everything to the last play in Philadelphia?
No, it wasn't similar. It was a totally different coverage. Yeah.
What's it like to have the stadium on the board of playoffs?
Say that again.
Yeah,
it's great. That means you're doing your job, you know. That's one thing we came into last game saying that we don't have to make it a close game. And that's what we went out there and did today. We know what we can do as a team. Everyone came out and performed. And that's what we're looking forward to doing, pretty much. Exactly. You know, when you get a lead like that, you tend to, you know, take your foot off the gas. And that's something that I didn't want to see myself personally. And I know the coaches didn't want to see that also. This is the playoffs, and teams are good, so you don't want to give these teams a chance to get back into the game and that crowd to get back in the game, even at home. So the coach has done a great job of continue dialing up plays, and offense done great. No, I wouldn't beat on that. I was, like I said, I was in a cover two. So, you know, I was just sinking underneath the receivers. If the number two receiver is vertical, then I continue to sink to kind of get a safety, a little bit of help. And that's what I did. And Matt, like I said, Matt put some air underneath the ball and enabled me to get there. So I don't think it was all me. I think it was, you know, pulling on Matt from putting that much air under the ball.
If you had
If he put it on the rope, he could have snuck it in, but he would have to throw it a lot earlier. I mean, the receiver probably wouldn't have even been in the end zone when he threw it. So he could have, but it's a hard throw regardless.
Is there motivation on your part to show people?
Not really, but you know, that's one way to shut people up to go to the Super Bowl instead of the Pro Bowl. But I mean, I didn't use that motivation. Every game is motivation to me. So, hopefully we just continue playing like that.